The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, Monday night football, we saw the Dolphins snap a three-game losing streak with a 23-15 win over the Rams. And Tyreek Hill, who had told Lisa Salters, the sideline reporter, that he was dealing with like a wrist issue and that it's been like that all season, got re-aggravated in his incident with police. How long ago was that? A few months ago? It feels like almost.
I feel like that was week two, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was early. In the season, yeah.
So, but still, they were able to go into this and win this game and get off the snide there.
Yeah, it might have been week three. He did. I mean, he scored a touchdown, so he did enough. It was a really kind of a weird game. It was a kind of a defensive struggle,
which you really
wouldn't think. Oh, I'm going to watch the Dolphins and Rams tonight on Monday Night Football, and you think that one team would not score a touchdown and only lose by eight. And so it was that from that aspect. I thought it was kind of odd. They got after Stafford a little bit. I mean, Puka still stepped up for the Squid Swimmers fantasy team, got me 98 yards, but just kind of a weird game. And Calais Campbell said after the game, like, you know, I think defensively when we play our best game, we can beat anybody. And, Mike, I know you and I were talking, you thought Tua kind of played sloppy too.
I think both sides played sloppy last night. I mean, if I'd have told you Stafford was going to throw for almost 300 and no touchdowns and they would score 15 points, it just – like multiple things seem like we're kind of off kilter for them. So I don't think LA scored a touchdown last night. Now that I'm thinking back on the game,
and they didn't.
It just Miami looked like that in the same way, and it was kind of a sloppy game. Now I will say it was nice to see some field goals be drained by some NFL kickers, and that's all I'll say on that. But nonetheless, I thought Stafford and the Rams did some good things, and I thought, you know, Puka and Cooper Kupp are obviously you know what they're supposed to be. I thought Tua was a little bit reckless with the ball. Throws a couple of bad picks. I think one got pulled back after review, and there was another couple of fumbles on his part that were a little bit sloppy. And so, but Miami gets a much needed win. They're able to pull back to 3-6 and kind of keep their postseason hopes alive. But man, they're alive by a slim margin. He's gonna have to play better. That whole team's gonna have to play better if they're gonna end up doing anything as far as the season goes. It's been a crazy year for them.
Look, I won't tolerate any defense did not play well. I'm going to basically wash away everything with that because Calais Campbell, at 38 years old, still making key plays. He was all over the post-game interviews and at the podium for the Dolphins last night. I'm not sure how he's still able to sustain at this level. We talked about some of the vet days that he gets. But, I mean, guy's just incredible.
I talked with someone in the Falcons last year. And they told me that his routine to get ready for a game, just the entire week, it's ridiculous everything he has to do to continue to play at this high level and still, because I know a lot of people be like, I ain't got time for this anymore. Like, I can't do it. And he does, and he is the most professional human being you'll ever be around. And
he has a passion for it. That's what he said. That's basically all that matters, right?
It is.
But you can't in football.
He had a tipped ball that ended in an interception, and I thought to myself, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know how you throw. What is his wingspan? Probably 6'10". How do you throw around that?
It's got to be bigger than that.
It feels impossible, dude.
All right, and he had a sack, too.